"For crying out loud," she thought. "This old woman comes barging in on us in the middle of the night, and Mother takes it as though there weren't anything peculiar about it at all. I'll bet she is the tramp. I'll bet she did steal those sheets. And she's certainly no one Charles Wallace ought to be friends with, especially when he won't even talk to ordinary people." "I've only been in the neighborhood a short time," Mrs. Watson was saying, as Meg switched off the pantry light and came back into the kitchen with the tuna fish. "And I didn't think I was going to like the neighbors at all until dear little Charles came over with his dog." "Mrs. Whatsit," Charles Wallace demanded severely, "why did you take Mrs. Buncombe's sheets?"
"Well, I needed them, Charles, dear."
"You must return them at once."
"But, Charles, dear, I can't. I've used them."
"It was very wrong of you," Charles Wallace scolded. "If you needed sheets that badly, you should have asked me." Mrs. Watson shook her head and clucked. "You can't spare any sheets. Mrs. Buncombe can." Meg cut up some celery and mixed it in with the tuna. After a moment's hesitation, she opened the refrigerator door and brought out a jar of little sweet pickles. "Though why I'm doing it for her, I don't know," she thought as she cut them up. "I don't trust her one bit."
"Tell your sister I'm all right," Mrs. Watson said to Charles. "Tell her my intentions are good."
"The road to hell is paved with good intentions," Charles intoned.
"My, but isn't he cunning?"
Mrs. Watson beamed at him fondly. "It's lucky he has someone to understand him." "But I'm afraid he doesn't," Mrs. Murray said. "None of us is quite up to Charles. But at least you aren't trying to squash him down." Mrs. Watson nodded her head vigorously. "You're letting him be himself." "Here's your sandwich," Meg said, bringing it to Mrs. Watson.
"Do you mind if I take off my boots before I eat?"
Mrs. Watson asked, picking up the sandwich nevertheless.
"Listen."
She moved her feet up and down in her boots, and they could hear water squelching.
"My toes are ever so damp. The trouble is that these boots are a mite too tight for me, and I never can take them off by myself."
"I'll help you," Charles offered.
"Not you. You're not strong enough."
"I'll help." Mrs. Murray squatted at Mrs. Watson's feet, yanking on one slick boot. When the boot came off, it came suddenly. Mrs. Murray sat down with a thump. Mrs. Watson went tumbling backward with a chair onto the floor, sandwich held high in one old claw. Water poured out of the boot and ran over the floor in the big braided rug.
"Oh, dearie me," Mrs. Watson said, lying on her back in the overturned chair, her feet in the air, one in a red and white striped sock, the other still booted.